calving season is upon us, and you'll have heard the ads throughout the programme, because the Health and Safety Authority is running a two-week awareness campaign to make farmers more aware of the risks associated with coming between a cow and its calf. Farming is the most dangerous workplace in Ireland. In the last 5 years, there have been 80 fatalities as a result of on-farm work, and last year, one third of the 16 farm fatalities that happened involved livestock. So to talk about this, I'm joined by Mark Cullen, who's Assistant Chief Executive with the Health and Safety Authority. And we're also going to hear from Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray, because, Michael, a lot of people, of course, know you in your political life, but you also farm a bit, and you got between a cow and her calf, didn't you?
Well, I did, and I suppose the message is this morning and for this year, and I thank the HSA for the good work that they do, but to let people remember that animal husbandry is very important, and seeing after our animals is very important, but you have to see after yourself as well, and to always expect the unexpected. In my case, what happened to me was familiarity breeds contempt. It was a particular cow that was a very quiet cow, an older cow, and she was after calving in the slats, and I went in to take the calf out and to bring her onto straw bedding, and I didn't have my eyes open. That was the long and the short of it. And when the cow saw me taking away the calf, she got me down on the ground, and whatever way I hit my head off of a barrier gate, I was knocked out. And you see, people talk about a cow kick you. A cow doesn't actually kick you like that if you're on the ground. But what a cow will do is they'll stand up on top of you and they'll pull back their leg. So not only did the cow that was after having the calf, but a few more joined in as well, and they had a right party on top of me. And like, it was a good experience. But thankfully, there was people nearby that realised something was wrong, and they literally came in, two of them, and picked me up and threw me out over. Like, the cow was so bad at that stage, they had to mind themselves, and they literally threw me out over the barrier and onto a heap of silage. And so the message is, you can't be careful enough. And if you know your animals well, well, you really don't. Because after calving, some sort of wiring goes wrong in a cow's head in many cases. And if she was the quietest cow in the world, she can be very angry. It's not the cow's fault. But the message is, if you are going to a pen, you have to have something to defend yourself. And it's fine out to think that, oh, well, you shouldn't be getting into the pen with the cows. That's all nonsense, because you have to in many cases. And the one thing that you should have inside in your hand, and it mightn't sound like the most politically correct thing to say on your program this morning, but you should have a four-pronged pike. And a stick in many cases is not enough, because if you are in trouble, the one thing that no cow would like is a prod of a four-pronged pike on the nose. And it's as that might sound rough, but if that's the difference between finishing up inside the hospital and keeping a cow back from you, well, that's what you have to do. And everybody knows that. That's the practicalities and the realities if you find yourself in a bad situation.
So, Michael Healy-Ray, that's your experience, and that's your reaction to your experience. Mark Cullen, this campaign you're going to be running, the Health and Safety Authority, to make farmers aware of the risks. Michael Healy-Ray's story there and his reaction to it, is that fairly typical? Is that the kind of message you're trying to get across to farmers?
Well, yeah, Michael's story there, he was lucky to survive that. And we would say that around this time of the year, while farming is very busy all year round, and particularly around calving, that the risks are heightened because of the nature of the work in and around calving. And especially once it comes to a cow and its calf, a cow can be very unpredictable. And obviously, Mother Nature kicks in and the cow wants to protect the calf. So we would be saying to farmers, never turn your back on a cow, but to put in place the control measures, adequate control measures that might prevent you from having to get into that pen. And in doing so, if you do, to have the proper support and assistance there, if that is a necessary action that you have to do around the calving time.
So that's the advice. Avoid going into the pen. And if you do, have a plan for your own safety. What kind of plan for your own safety would you recommend?
Well, you'd, obviously, having an adequate physical barrier would be one to be put in place to make sure that that you have to avoid the minimum contact with the cow that's just after calving. And in circumstances where you have to go in and take the calf off, to be very mindful that that cow can be extremely dangerous at that point, because they'll want to protect the calf. So to have the adequate calving facilities in place, have that planned, have it set up, so you're minimising the risk to yourself as the farmer going in that might have to go in there. Also, other factors come in, because calving is very busy. The farmer might be very fatigued, might be tired. And in those instances, we'd be saying to get the rest or get support and help from neighbouring farmers to help you with that calving period. Because if you're fatigued, your guard goes down and you might take a risk that is unnecessary. But because you're tired, you don't realise it. And Michael has pointed out there that in terms of farming, that you become very familiar with your surrounding and activity. And sometimes that can mean that you get a little bit complacent, and the accident mightn't happen to you or me because I've been doing it for the last number of years. We would say make sure and take time out to plan that, and accidents do happen. And unfortunately, in the last 5 years, we've had 80 people who've lost their lives in agriculture, and 18 of those are down to livestock. So in and around livestock, it's extremely dangerous activity.
Yes, indeed. And the inspections you're going to be carrying out next week, Mark Cullen, I mean, you're hardly going to be rocking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to see somebody tired in the cattle shed. What will you be looking for, and why is your message directed in particular at older farmers?
Well, because the older farmer cohort in terms of 55 and above, and indeed 65, make up for a significant number of the fatalities. And unfortunately, as we get older, we do get slower, and sometimes the activity that we were able to do once we were younger is now more of a challenge. But they are featuring high in the statistics. Our inspection campaign will be focusing on the animal handling facilities that are on the farm. We will be looking, our inspectors will be looking at other risks, but have a particular focus because of the intensive period and work activity around calving. So we will be giving information and advice and support to farmers. Of course, sometimes if we come across an activity or come across a situation that is high risk and there's a significant risk to that farmer, we may have to stop that activity for a period of time until control measures are put in place. But in general, we engage with the farmer, we give them information and advice and support, and direct them to sources of support that will help them plan their work activity. Because the critical piece here is to make sure and take your time out to plan that activity and put in place the control measures so that you can return the farmer to their family at the end of the day. Because the farmer, in most instances, is self-employed and working alone. And we'd also say, just to have a backup plan and an emergency plan and a contact with a member of the family, just in case you're away for long periods, so that they can check in.
Indeed. And Michael Healy-Ray before you, and Mark Cullen from the HSA. Thank you very much indeed.